means. Here's how I'm going to approach. I mean, every section, every individual Bill of Rights issue here can easily take a couple of hours. So it's not going to be possible for me to address everything that's in the paper. The paper is fairly comprehensive. I'm not going to touch on everything up here. What I'm really going to do, I think, is approach this a little more didactically. I want to give you a view into the world of public sector constitutional law that I work in. I find it very fascinating, but I'm just going to have to give you the essence of it. I'm going to hit some high points in the paper, but the paper will have a lot more detail on other specific things because it's not really possible to cover it all in the 45 minutes that I'm going to be up here. So the topic is due process, procedural and substantive due process. If I had to summarize that in a nutshell, I would say that due process under our jurisprudence has to do with limitations on our government. It has to do with the rights of us as individuals versus the rights and powers of our government over us in every respect. And that's another way to think about that in very general terms is our individual privacy rights vis-a-vis the rights of our government. And that's basically what procedural and substantive due process is. Now, most of the time, and in the cases you're going to see this, there's the reference to that in our American jurisprudence, it almost always goes back to the Magna Carta.